and welcome back again to A Cup of English. Today is Tuesday, the 26th of May, 2009, and the title of this podcast is Memorial Day. My name is Anna, I'm English, I live in the northwest of the United States. Tuesday, Wednesday and Thursday, I will be bringing you a little English to wake up your language learning skills. Memorial Day. Beginners. Memorial Day is a United States federal holiday that is observed on the last Monday of May. It is to remember all the soldiers that have died in the various wars around the world, even the Civil War, which started in 1861 and ended in 1865. The tradition started in this country because of the Civil War and was expanded after the First World War. Normally, people visit cemeteries and put flowers on the graves of loved ones, even those who weren't soldiers. The graves of the soldiers are decorated with flags. It has become a tradition at 3 p.m. local time that a former service of remembrance takes place. The President of the United States will usually visit a famous cemetery and make a speech. And then, all across the country, there will be similar services performed by officials of the local government. Though the official day for observing Memorial Day was May the 30th, it has become a tradition of celebrating it early and making it into a three-day weekend. Many people plan short vacation getaways. The roads become very busy with families picnicking, traveling to different towns, and also flying to other destinations. Advanced. Excuse me. Seeing a cemetery filled with flags fluttering in the wind is quite a sight. It makes you stop and think. And that, of course, is the point to the day, to stop and think. In England, we celebrate Poppy Day, which has the same reason as Memorial Day. Poppy Day, however, is observed on the 11th of November, as that is the day that the First World War came to an end. Other countries, such as Canada and New Zealand, also use poppies to observe this day. But why poppies? The reason we use poppies is because a soldier of the First World War, John McCrae, who was a Canadian, wrote a poem called In Flanders Fields. Flanders Fields were full of poppies, and so that flower, being a meaningful blood-red colour, became adopted as the memorial flower. McCrae wrote the poem after witnessing his best friend die in the trenches. He actually threw the poem away, but another soldier found the paper and sent it in to a London-based newspaper called Punch. The rest is history. Here in the US, the flag is the most well-known symbol for Memorial Day because of the reunification of the United States after the Civil War. It is very patriotic, but the sentiment behind the symbol is just as strong as the blood-coloured poppy. Well, that's all for today. I hope you found this of some interest and some use. Please feel free to check out the text at acupofenglish.libsyn.com or send me an email to acupofenglish@live.com. I'd love to hear from you. Let me know what you think. Give me any feedback. My next podcast will be tomorrow. So until then, thanks so much for listening. Goodbye.